The music of Rayfon Williams. That was the prelude from his suite for viola and orchestra. Timothy Rideout was the soloist. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kadrioka. Well, the viola, a warm sound that is so nice to hear up front, but more often is playing a pivotal role in orchestral and chamber music, often a kind of undercover work that the average listener might not even notice, especially since the instrument itself looks so much like its more familiar sibling, the violin. But no orchestra can be great without a great viola section, as my guest tonight will no doubt attest. TSO principal viola Rémy Pelletier first joined the TSO back in 2019 as associate principal viola, and we met him on Sunday Night at the TSO back then. But 2 years ago, in May 2024, he was officially named principal viola. So it's high time we caught up with him. Rémy Pelletier, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Now, the last time you were on the show, you had just joined as associate principal viola. Now you're in the top chair. How has that transition been for you?
Well, I feel like it took some time, but it happened really naturally. And I think I needed that time to become principal. And today I feel really comfortable and I really love my new position.
Yeah, what is different about it? I mean, it may seem obvious, but, you know, obviously you have more responsibility. But what is the difference for you in feeling between being associate and being actually principal?
I think the main difference is I feel more freedom. So I can really decide where we're going as a section for timing and expression. And I actually feel it's easier than being associate or even in the section because you can just follow your instinct. It feels good.
Now, looking back on this particular season, are there particular moments that stand out for you?
Oh, there were so many. We had a big season this year. When I think about the conductors like Franz Welser-Most from the Cleveland Orchestra, we played the Rosenkavalier Suite. It's, to me, really an unforgettable week at the TSO. Also, playing Mahler 9 with Gustavo Gimeno, our director. That was really spectacular, I think. And also so many incredible soloists. I have others, but because we had such a big season, so yeah. Those were my top for this year.
Well, speaking of Gustavo Gimeno, you joined the orchestra just before he took over as music director. So I'm curious from your perspective, it's been several years now. How is that relationship evolving or growing?
I think we're getting to know each other now, and especially after the tour, I've been with him in Spain, and it was so interesting to be with him in his country, home country. And we're getting closer and closer, and I think the orchestra works much faster than when I first joined. So it's a big difference since the last interview 7 years ago.
And you mentioned the huge European tour earlier this winter. Are there particular memories from that tour that will stay with you?
For me, it's the acoustics of the halls in Europe. I felt like I was hearing the true TSO sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the halls are so good and I felt like the strings could really resonate in those halls. And it was incredible, the palette of colors we could make in those halls.
Yeah, because I guess there are so many instruments in the orchestra, but the orchestra's instrument is the hall. So it's kind of an amazing thing to get to try out all those different incredible legendary spaces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Before the tour, you stepped out in front as soloist in Telemann's Viola Concerto. How was that experience to play in front of your home orchestra?
Well, you know, it had been over 20 years that I had not done a solo like this in front of an orchestra. So I was really scared. I didn't know how it would go. And it turned out to be one of the most memorable experience for me. It was so, so much joy. Well, first of all, the piece is so joyful. Oh, by the way, I have listened to your recording of it. to get some inspiration and ideas. I listened to so many recordings, tried to make it my own, and it was really special to be accompanied with my friends and colleagues, and I will never forget. I hope I can do more of that in the future.
Yes, fantastic. I wanted to ask about the season ahead. 2026-27 looks like another big season. Are there any programs that you're particularly excited about?
Well, every time I see the name Yuja Wang, I'm always happy because she was my classmate in the English literature class at Curtis.
Oh.
And we would have so much trouble doing our homeworks, learning all the complicated English texts, and we would skip class and we would laugh at each other, and so many memories with her, personal memories with her. And every time she comes, her music making is so intense and beautiful and contagious. And my other concert I'm looking for is Tchaikovsky 4. That's another personal reason. It's because when I was 16, I came to the TSO for the first time. The soloist was Nadia Sullenberg, Salerno Sullenberg. And she played Tchaikovsky, and then the orchestra played Tchaikovsky 4. And I just fell in love with that piece. And I felt like, oh, I want to be in this orchestra one day. I finally get to play it with the TSO.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm sure, though, that you are looking forward maybe to a bit of a rest over the summer. I know you've got a few weeks left in the season, and it has been a huge one. But what are you up to this summer?
This summer, it's pretty low-key for me. I will rest. I'm going to see a friend in Cyprus. First time discovering that part of the world, and I'm playing a recital with him, viola and piano, and then a few concerts here and there in some chamber music festival.
Well, I hope that you get some much needed downtime, and congratulations on a fantastic season so far, and looking forward to the grand finale coming up at the end of June, and to the launch of 2026-27 with Yuja Wang, as you mentioned. Rémi Pelletier, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was TSO Principal Viola Rémi Pelletier. You can catch him and his viola colleagues holding it all together all season long at the TSO. Now from their most recent recording, Bartok's Miraculous Mandarin, with Rémi in the principal chair, you can hear them bring ferocious urgency to the chase.